Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi fucking ho.
Welcome back to Chucky Queers. It's our weekly coverage of Don Mancini's sci-fi show, and I'm Joe.
And I'm Trace, and we are discussing the finale, the season three finale of Chucky, Final Destination, which, boy oh boy, doesn't feel very final, does it, Joe?
Yeah, it was funny. We were speculating last week about whether this could be the end of the TV show, and, you know, in some ways... No, I'm not even going to try to pretend. There's no way that this would satisfy as a series finale. There's a lot that's left dangling at the end of this season.
Yeah, people behind the curtains, we're recording this the week the sixth episode airs. But today, Don Mancini's already kind of done the rounds because he's been saying he has his idea for season four already. He's already pitched it. It is, of course, going to be another left turn of a season, which I would expect nothing less. I got to say, Joe, though, were you a little disappointed that after all the John Waters buzz, he's in the last 15 minutes of the finale of this season?
Yeah, I really wish that they hadn't teased it at all, or maybe waited until, you know, part B to let us know, because it definitely feels like we've been waiting this whole time and to really just put him at the end. I liked his role. I do wish he was playing a bit more of a character. Like, this felt like John Waters as... this person.
Yes, it very much did. But I mean, also though, his role in Seed of Chucky also kind of felt like John Waters, but like a tabloid photographer. I'm curious. I mean, not to like jump all the way into predictions for next season, but it's kind of a thing where I hope that he sticks around as a recurring character next season, since, I mean, we haven't killed him. We haven't killed Caroline. He's kidnapped Nika. The kids are all dolls.
It's wild. Yeah. And just since I know that you're going to do it like you always do, I mostly like this episode. I really did feel like the last act of it is quite rushed. And I wish we could have either done a supersized episode or maybe split it into two episodes, because most of it felt evenly paced. But yeah, when we get to this good guy creator doll, his place and everything that happens, I was like, it is happening so fast, to the point where things are happening off screen. And I was like, come on, you're not even going to show us some of this.
I feel like, oh God. And again, I mean, I haven't watched those finales for season one or two since we watched them, but I feel like that's a trend in this show. I feel like we always walk away feeling like the finale is a bit rushed, but and this isn't even an excuse, but I think a lot of it is because it's a lot of also set up for a future season.
Yeah, it is that for sure. Like, I was thinking if this had just ended with the stuff at the White House and this hint that Jake had been possessed by Chucky, I think that actually also would have worked, but it would have allowed the episode a little bit more breathing room. But instead, we've got this really great hook where we've got a bunch of cliffhangers that are going to drive enthusiasm and people saying, where is season four? I need it fucking now.
But I will even come to the negative side for you on this, where I think the Caroline thing is the issue, because that was the big cliffhanger of last season. You know, I'm sorry, one of the big cliffhangers from last season was that, you know, Caroline was, you know, now with Chucky and blah, blah, blah. And I think I don't remember if we saw her in that first half of the season, but I feel like we maybe get bookended with Caroline, where she's in the very beginning and she's in the very end. And so it's kind of... It's just a thing where I've never been 100% fully sold. Even I remember saying last year, I was like, I wasn't sure how I felt about the Caroline, like being involved and like being looped into the villain side of it.
Right.
I'm still not sure how I feel about it because now it's like, okay, so what I thought this season was going to be seems like that's what next season
maybe
is gonna
next
be.
Season. Yeah.
But even then, maybe not. Maybe we'll just kill her really quickly or get rid of her in some way, write her out really quickly.
Yeah. It's interesting. I know we've speculated a couple of different times about why it might be that Caroline wasn't more of a role or a presence or something in this season, whether it was the actor or Don Mancini just changed his mind in between seasons or something, but it never really felt like the Caroline stuff came to fruition. So
right.
Yeah, did it feel like we put pause on it and said, okay, well, we'll come back to this next year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. But let's wrap up this White House story. I am surprised that the First Lady walks out of this season alive. So good for Laura Jean Charisteki. She will not be the female Devon Sawa of the series, I guess.
No. Yeah, I mean, we finally got to kill Price, and it was very satisfying watch him go up in flames multiple times.
He did that heel turn into full villainy, like, so quickly. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not even like, oh, okay, sure, I'll be the person who brings out this evil serum. Also, I'm planting bombs to go off in 1 minute.
It just was like, okay, I guess we're doing this now.
This is where we are.
I have a lot of questions about like what this is. With Scream 4 with the hospital, and then people are like, this is the emptiest hospital I've ever seen. This is the emptiest White House I have ever seen.
Yes. I mean, they did set the stage last week where they were like, we send everybody except non-essential workers home. So it's like you and security detail, and then we kill all the security detail. So I guess we're okay.
But yeah, so we have a big chunk of this episode devoted to the other side, which I called the further last week, and I will continue calling the further because this still feels like the further. Not mad about it, but I like. I'm glad that it gives Zachary Arthur a chance to really work and play off of Brad Dourif in person, in the flesh.
Yeah, so we not only got some good, you know, Jake versus Chucky stuff, we also got the return of multiple different iterations of Chucky. So it was exciting to see them bring back some of the younger actors that we saw in season 2 from the Chucky flashbacks. You know, we even got to see Fiona Dourif doing her dad drag. And I will say I liked it, but it felt like her voice work was not as strong here as it was last season. Like, it definitely felt more like Fiona Dourif.
Yeah. Well, because also, didn't they dub over this actor? Well, because I remember that was a big issue last season with the flashbacks with the Tiffany and Charles Lee, right? Even though it was Fiona Dourif playing Chucky, I can't remember if they dubbed Brad Dourif over her, because I know they dubbed Jennifer Tilly over that actress last year, and that was a complaint that we had.
Okay.
So yeah. Honestly, me watching this, I was like, oh, I guess they decided not to dub Fiona Dourif this season, but I can't remember.
I mean, regardless, it was a very fun idea. I especially like the idea of all of these Chucky sitting in the theater watching a kind of like best of Chucky montage.
I really love getting clips from other movies, even though to me it's just a waste of screen time, like at face value. But again, for the fan in me, I was like, oh, this is really fun. Like, I'm getting a kick out of the nostalgia here, because again, I feel like sometimes it's easy to forget that this is referencing, you know, 30 years worth of canon.
Yeah, fun to see the first film, the fourth film. Even, you know, some of those characters that we liked but didn't 100% love, like the general Chucky, the bald one. It was kind of fun to see them all again.
So what I was impressed with, though, I thought Zachary Arthur did a really good Chucky. Like, I confess, when I realized that's what we were doing, I was kind of like, oh Lord, like, I don't know if we can do this. Like, can anyone besides Fiona Dourif do this? I don't know. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, initially I thought he was playing it a little bit subtle, but then it felt almost like a warm-up where he got more comfortable with it as we went, to the point where some of the lines, like when he introduced Lexi as a fag hag.
Yes, we're homosexuals.
Yeah, his line delivery, again, I don't know if he was channeling Brad Dourif's voice or if they, you know, maybe overlaid a little bit on him, but I think it was mostly just him doing
I think it was all him. I would love to know his process for that, though. Again, did he just watch a lot of Chucky like movies and just like try to listen to him, or did he like get one-on-one time with Brad Dourif to be like, hey, let's right. can I practice your voice with you?
Yeah. Well, let me just practice your voice with you. No, but he did great. I also like that it felt as though Don Mancini was listening to particularly the queer fans, where when we do kill Timmy, the remaining mystic in the elevator, our first hint that Jake has been taken over by Chucky is when he says, oh, wow, he's like really fit.
Oh,
he's fucking fit.
We're lampshading Zachary Arthur's real life transformation into a buff person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lose Timmy. It's fine. He was only kept alive for this episode just so we can kill him, which is totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got to get Tiffany's big escape because you were wrong. She did not die this week.
I was wrong. Yeah. It definitely, I'm not going to say it's a retcon, but I was like, I'm pretty sure we saw them sticking stuff into her arm last episode. It's fine. I did like how basically all the Tiffany stuff, while she's still in Jennifer Tilly's body, definitely was shot as though it was a Nicolas Cage 90s action film. It was so much slow-mo, glorious action. Her using that one guard, Eli, as basically a human shield.
Yes. Like a literal bodyguard.
Yeah. Just very, very silly. Very, very stupid. I know exactly where they shot this. And it's an impressive use of the space. Because I thought for a moment, it's like, oh, you're actually going to try to shoot it there and only give it a few moments. But
yeah,
I was happy that we got a whole prison riot and we got to use the exterior and that kind of stuff as well. So,
yeah, I mean, it gave it some scale, which I think that's not a big issue I have, but it's an issue I have with the Tiffany stuff this season, where it's just been her in a jail cell for eight episodes, or, you know, however many episodes she was actually in this season. So
right,
that's definitely something where if we get that fourth season, I really would love for Jennifer Tilly and Fiona Dourif to have, is it a pipe dream to say I want them to just be main cast members? I feel like that's maybe not going to be in the cards for the future.
Probably not. I feel like if we had have gotten it, it would have either been this season or last season. But, you know, you never say never, because we literally never know where the show is going to go.
You know, actually, we might get more Tiffany next season because it's going to be the doll. So all Jennifer Tilly has to do is come in and do the voice work.
Oh, yeah. No, I for sure agree with that. I thought you meant like you wanted to see more Jennifer Tilly on screen. I was like, probably never. But we will definitely, I think, get quite a lot of Tiffany.
Yeah. I was processing this in real time because, yes, I want more Jennifer Tilly, be it in the flesh or just a voice role. So I guess, yes, I want more Tiffany presence in the series moving forward. And right, I think now that she's back in the doll, I'm hoping that means we will have a larger role for Tiffany, the character, if not necessarily more screen time for Jennifer Tilly herself.
Right. Okay, so before we talk about where we sort of leave everybody off and what we thought of all of the cliffhangers, did you have any thoughts on Devon Sawa returning once more to play Jake's dad?
I thought this was very interesting. I like that we didn't, because I was really worried he was going to be like, I love you, Dad. It was going to be a really schmaltzy moment. So I love that he's still an asshole. Like, death didn't change this character, but it was still cathartic, I think, for Jake to get to have this confrontation with his dad.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I felt not underwhelmed, because that makes it sound like I've been disappointed, but it definitely feels like we pulled back from some of the stuff about like young queers in the show this season.
Yeah.
So apart from Jake and Devon actually sleeping together, which also wasn't as big a moment as I was hoping it might be, this felt like a nice moment of, you're right, closure, where we finally get to say what we're going to say to Dad. And yeah, you know, I think even him saying, I forgive you, and initiating the hug as opposed to softening the father. You're right. It's good.
I will say, too, this entire sequence, this is the most furthery aspect of this scene. But I love that it's in the ballroom and we have like a ball happening as they're doing this. We have Brad Dourif as like a butler walking by. Like, I thought the staging of all this and just the production design was really, really, really gorgeous.
Yeah. And, you know, this is one of those cases where it's a huge space and we don't have that many actors, but it felt appropriate for what we were trying to do, because we weren't trying to take away from that emotional piece with the two actors. So this to me felt a little bit Shining-y. I'm not going to lie. You know, it was kind of like, Dad, don't drink. Here's Ghost Butler delivering you one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
but no, I liked it a lot. And it felt like a smart recognition of Jake's arc over the last couple of seasons. Like, he still has the baby face, but you can tell that Jake has turned into like much more of a man over the course of these 3 years.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm interested to know if these kids are also like in game for Don Mancini, or I guess in game for the show, you know? Right.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, like, if he gets a fourth season, does that mean the movie's off the table, or does it mean they could happen concurrently? Would they feature the same characters? I mean, you would have to assume so, because everything is always canon.
But I'm also just, I mean, I can't imagine a movie would go to theaters, because I just can't imagine releasing, like, a movie that's a sequel to seven other films and three seasons or four seasons of a television show mm-hmm. being highly marketable. So I want this movie, whatever it is, but I'm interested to see what the release strategy for it's going to be.
Yeah, I still think the movie is more of a long shot than a season four.
I would agree with that too. But okay. Moving in then to our big finale, all of our cliffhangers. I will say one thing. I like the fact that these kids get turned into dolls. I do not like the fact that it is their actual faces on these dolls. It is horrifying.
It is horrifying.
But I also don't know if it looks particularly good. Like,
don't think so.
Lexi looks like Cynthia from the Rugrats. I don't know what this is. But it's fine. I like the concept. I don't like the execution of this.
Yeah, that was one of two FX pieces that didn't really work for me. Some of the fire was looking dodgy as fuck when we were blown up the White House. And
it's sci-fi, whatever.
Sci-fi. I think it's mostly that so much of the other stuff has actually looked pretty good. Like, I was mm-hmm. really, really impressed with the blood elevator from last week. Right. I was like, that looked great. It clearly we spent a bunch of money and or it's just easier to execute. But yeah, between the fire and these dolls, I was like, hey, this finale in terms of like FX work is letting me down a little bit, but I did like the idea. It felt a little too twisty to me. So, you know, they couldn't show us how this came about because we needed to keep the reveal until the end. And I was just like, okay, but how does that work? Like, again, I don't need to know the specifics, but between this and Caroline just automatically knowing how to do voodoo for dummies, and like, we don't even get to see Jake and Chucky go back into their bodies. They just like sit up out of the circle and they're done. We're speeding this along too much.
Yeah, and the way the dolls are, I have to feel like it's budgetary because I don't think the intention is to keep them in these dolls very long. And because of that, we're not going to build three new puppets for animatronic puppets for these kids, which probably going to cost a lot more money. So again, I imagine this will be a relatively quick fix at the beginning of a potential next season.
Yeah. Now, what I will say is that I really enjoyed the set design of Wendell Wilson's house with all of the dolls. It was very creepy. You know, I think it gave us a lot of fodder for interesting Easter eggs that people can parse through later on to see if there's fun stuff in there. It also just made sense in terms of where are we going to get these new fucking doll bodies for Chucky and Tiffany?
I love the fact, we knew going into this half the season that, yes, John Waters is going to be playing the creator of the good guy dolls. So I did appreciate the twist that he's actually in league with Chucky because he just loves dolls a lot.
Right.
But what do we think about Caroline? So as much as we talked about Caroline, she does come back this season. I will say... A qualm that I had was I wasn't sure this actress was going to be able to like convincingly portray a villainous child. And I do think she does a good job here.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Even watching her drive away in this car when, you know, she clearly would be too short to even push the pedals. It felt like callbacks to old versions of Chucky where it's like, how is the doll driving the car? But I like the idea of her sort of being on Lamb, and it's amusing to acknowledge she's still incredibly young with the line, you know, we get to see the dolls making out and she's like, I'm too young for this.
Yeah. Also, I think she's just too fucking young for this too.
She does. I keep taking the F word out of it, but what did you think of the tongue?
Of Tiffany and Chucky, the CGI tongues that were going.
Oh, gross. I was like, what a great touch, and I hate it. Gross.
It seems like a callback to Bride of Chucky because their sex scene starts with just their little plastic tongues like kind of like flicking at each other. Mm-hmm. So I it looks worse literally because they're just CGI tongues, but it also looks grosser because they have more elasticity.
They're so
to
long,
them.
Yeah. I'm not critiquing the FX because I did not care about that, but I was just like, oh, that is gross, nasty, upsetting. Yeah. I loved it.
It's still like a thing where it's like, oh, I guess Tiffany's back with Chucky. I mean, that's kind of Tiffany's whole thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. I guess it's just for me, I like girl power Tiffany. So I still keep wanting the Tiffany that we had in Bride of Chucky and not kind of the ditzy one that we get Seed of Chucky onward. So I hope that, again, if we get more Tiffany next season, we get more shades of like how much of a badass she can be.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, as open ended as it is, you know, OK, so they drive off with Carolyn into the distance and the kids are stuck in doll puppet form at Wendell Wilson's house. And Nika is presumably also in the mix somewhere in there. Yeah. But it's like that. It's a great. Ooh, OK. But also it tells us absolutely nothing about where season four could possibly go.
I also really want to know if we're going to get Charlotte and Grant and Henry back or if they're just no, they're out, because it feels like Grant's going to want to go rescue Lexi.
Yeah, yeah. I could see them writing out Lara Jean Chorostecki and saying, okay, well, we could have Grant come back if we wanted to, or we could have him play the kind of Kyle role, right? Where he comes in for an episode and then disappears for half a season and then comes back in and, you know, just kind of shakes things up a little.
I'm actually glad you mentioned that, because the only Andy we've seen this year has been that nightmare sequence from part one where he dreamed that Chucky killed him in bed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of room for these characters to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the world just keeps expanding. So even though we kill off so many people every season, as evidenced by the montage of deaths at the end.
Well, I think that's one thing I like about it, though, too, is that, you know, even though we do have an overarching theme and characters that cross over between seasons, each season does feel like its own unique thing. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the change of setting and, like, again, like Chucky's goal each season changes each year. So I like that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So death to old Chucky, Tiffany back in doll form, Carolyn's still in the mix, and the kids are all still alive. So we can't complain too much.
Can't complain too much. But yeah. So, I mean, I feel like we have to get a fourth season of this. I feel like sci-fi would be stupid not to. But, you know, we'll find out soon, I'm sure.
Hopefully. Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Well, listeners, that is the end of Chucky Queers for this year. Let us know what you thought of this finale, Final Destination. But until next time, until next year, maybe, maybe they'll try to get it out for this October. Who knows?
I could see it. Yeah, because remember, the season was delayed. Ordinarily, we would have just had all these episodes. So,
yeah, maybe. But until then, fingers crossed for October, we can cross out Final Destination.
Indeed. And cross out Chucky Queers.